We were also delighted that one of the very first issues at the convention dealt with support for our college issue, and also throughout the convention, the endorsement of the Charter for Public Education. Our good friend Jim Sinclair, president of the BC Fed, is here with us and will be speaking to you later. And I'll save my remarks for when I introduce Jim a bit later. Your table officers also extended our solidarity south of the border when we visited Marysville, Washington, to offer our support in their recent strike last fall. Like us, working conditions and salary were two of their very top objectives. They formed coalitions and they worked with their community, and in the last trustee elections, three trustees that were running in this area were elected that had pro-education stances in their platforms. As you know, our slogan is BCTF, a union of professionals. So just as we celebrate our unionism, we celebrate the consummate professionals and citizens among us. One of the real highlights for me this year was being invited to share in the celebrations at the French consulate on the evening that Mohamed Chalali, a Langley teacher, was made a Knight of the Legion of Honor for France. He was honored for saving the life of French President Jacques Chirac, who was the target of a gunman positioned in the Bastille Day parade in July in Paris. When Mohammed decided to take his family to France on vacation, he never expected that he would be there to foil an assassination attempt, but that's exactly what he did do. Local Langley President Lawrence Grief and I both felt deeply moved that Mohammed included both of us, member of his local union and the president of his provincial union, in his celebration. It was a real thrill to see him being honored, but for me, it really moved me, because he's a person, I think, that embodies the highest standard of professionalism and citizenship that as members we all aspire to. I was very proud to be there. Similarly, teachers all across this province have made heroic efforts to maintain professional standards and excellence in education, despite the terrible cuts hitting our schools and the constant attacks from Victoria. Teachers continue to focus on literacy as we always have. National School Library Day brought out many teachers, writers, and teacher librarians to comment on the profound contradictions of this government that cuts library services and then claims to be supporting literacy. Through their dedicated work in many vibrant PSAs, teachers continue to network, continue to organize learning opportunities for one another, teachers teaching teachers, keeping our profession alive. At the same time, however, we had to push back on some of the more destructive policies introduced by the BC Liberals, such as the introduction of increasing focus on high-stake testing, exams for ever younger students, and the use of misleading and unethical accountability measures such as the satisfaction surveys. I hope we never get to the point where it's in Texas right now. I was reading an article in the newspaper the other day, and in Texas, they have standardized tests for four-year-olds who are in the Head Start program. Let's hope that we never get to that state in this province. At the beginning teachers conference, we helped mentor the next generation of teacher activists and leaders. It was so exciting for me to see all that enthusiasm and meet those new members. And I know that other executive committee members feel that same enthusiasm when we travel to your local to participate in induction ceremonies. I'm sure that you as experienced teachers feel that same enthusiasm when you're meeting those teachers. It shows to me that we have an abundant experience and knowledge to share with one another. It's just so great to see that tremendous enthusiasm of our young colleagues. I think it reminds us veterans of why we got involved many years ago for some of us. I was at a conference before Christmas, and the keynote speaker was an Andy Hargraves, who is a director at Boston College in the Department of Educational Change. And what he said was, teachers formulate their philosophy of education in the first 3 to 5 years that they teach. And he said, the baby boomers did that in the late 60s and early 70s, and their philosophy have held true in our profession for the last 30 years. New teachers who are coming into our profession right now, I feel very confident that over the next 3 to 5 years, the philosophy that they develop for our profession will certainly hold us in good stead for the next 30 years. I applaud each and every one of you new teachers who are here tonight to take the time from your holiday to be part of this organization. We also had a public education conference, The Education We Need for the Future We Want, where we brought together over 300 people, parents, teachers, students, union members, community activists, to talk about and grapple with the problems of public education. I think that group came away from that conference with a vision that they'd really love to see the types of schools that their children and their grandchildren will be enrolled in the future. Against that is a very frightening concept that has been passed by this government, the Liberal government, and that's the frightening changes that they've made to the child labour laws, which makes us in BC the jurisdiction that has the lowest work start age on the continent. Your Federation has worked very closely with other coalitions and organizations to see what we can do to impress upon this government and anybody else who will listen, that children as young as 12 have nowhere other than maybe babysitting, but nowhere in the workforce where conditions are not monitored, conditions are unsafe, and all they need is a letter from their parent or guardian. We will continue to advocate for those kids that come to our schools, and we want them to come safe. We want them to come nourished, rested, and ready to learn. Another very encouraging sign that I've seen and many of us have seen this year is the growing activism in students. Students in our secondary schools and students in our post-secondary institutions. For those of us who are secondary teachers, it's been terrible to watch many of our bright young grads struggle to find a place in post-secondary institutions. And if they do find one, they're realistically, how can they find the money to go there with ever-increasing fees? I often wonder how many of us would have got to university with averages of high 80s in the days that we attended. I don't think certainly my average wasn't 80, over 80. And I think I did okay. we're going to continue to work with our friends and our colleagues in the Canadian Federation of Students to do whatever we can do to advocate for fair fees for our students who leave our institutions, our schools, and go on to public education at a higher level. One of our biggest battles is yet to come. Bargaining a collective agreement that meets the needs, the real needs of teachers and the real needs of students in this province. It will be a challenge. It'll be a significant challenge in the Liberals' new era, BC. But we're up for that challenge. And we will damn well give it our best shot, as we always do. Our BCTF bargaining team is highly experienced, smart, creative, but they're working in a landscape that's uncertain. And if I might just take a moment at this time to ask the members of our bargaining team, they're on the screen, but if they would just, where they're sitting, if they could just stand up so that you could acknowledge them. With the Wright Commission likely to delay our ability to negotiate and the government's preemptive announcements that the entire public sector is going to get zero, 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 we certainly face a stacked deck. But whatever the odds, teachers have proven time after time we can arise to that occasion and we can be successful, and we'll do it again. Even though the forces of government may have arrayed against us, we know that the public is becoming more and more with us. The latest polling shows that a total of 79% of British Columbians agree that teachers should have the ability to negotiate working conditions in their collective agreement. And among BC Liberals, it's an amazing 70%. Even their party supporters understand what's important for schools, what's important for kids, and what's important for our members. 60% of the public shares with us the need for increased educational funding, and only 5% think it's too high. And this is the one that I like. In the last polling, and that although the mainstream media, mainly in the Lower Mainland, favors the Liberals, the best news is that only 17% of British Columbians say they read educational editorials in the Sun in the province. Whatever they're saying in the paper, it never ceases to amaze me when I visit schools and I visit classrooms and I talk with teachers, and I talk with students. Just Thursday, I was in Simon Fraser Elementary, a Vancouver Elementary School, where they invited me to come and listen to grade fives and sixes read their poetry. And I enjoyed it. It was great, and they were eager to show that they had memorized it, and they did very well, and I was very impressed. And so this is just an example of what's happening in our schools, what's happening with our kids, and it's all because of the creative nature of you and your colleagues in your schools. Well, we're here this week to chart what's going to happen in the next year. We have key recommendations that we'll be bringing to you as an executive, and those recommendations will focus on themes: taking care of our children, maintaining and advancing the professional rights of teachers, maintaining a quality public education system in this province, and building healthy, inclusive, and participatory communities. We're going to be discussing a huge range of issues, from our election strategy to our social justice program, obviously the College of Teachers, to our international programs. But in the BCTF, as the chairperson said earlier, we are very proud of our transparent structures and processes. We believe that it's a true key to our strength and to our unity. I think that our annual general meeting is one of our liveliest expressions of that democratic tradition, action in progress. Debate is always spirited, and differences are always respected. We want to ensure that everybody feels free to contribute what they came here to say and what they prepared to say in an atmosphere of openness and mutual consideration. We pride ourselves in having one of the most open types of meetings in this province. I would remind us that if we're not moved, go into committee, that all of our meetings are open and the business can be reported publicly, and members of the press and the community are welcome to participate and listen with us. In open session, we're on the record and we're proud of it. I encourage all of you as delegates, but particularly our new delegates, our first-time delegates, to speak out at the microphones, to make your opinions known, and to speak out and make your opinions known on the ballots. And as always, colleagues, I thank you so much for taking time out of your spring break to come here to Vancouver and represent your members at our annual meeting, doing the business of our union, representing our members, and putting forward a position for our organization about the teaching profession. Thank you. Have a great AGM, and I'm going to be talking to a lot of you as the meeting goes on. Thank you, Chair.